Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors,
they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at StopsWithMe.com. A program of TSET.
Well, the markets were all over the place today with live cattle ending up higher in October. It looks like they're going to be about 57 higher, 127.47. The next month out, December, unchanged here, about 133.45 or so. But we were higher this morning. We were anywhere 50 to 60 higher, $1.30 or so higher in the October, 50 to 60 higher in the December, and then sold all the way back off. This morning, mid-morning, there was some cash between 124 and 124 and a quarter, which would be about a dollar higher than last week. So that was a little bit of a welcome sight with that small bit of strength. The feeder cattle were down 27 in September at 162.72. The October's down 7, November up 47, January up 70, March up 80, April way out there in 2022 up a 107, and May up about the same. So the front months were weak, and the further out months were under rallied quite a bit during the last few minutes of the trading session. Overall, still kind of the same story. We've got Labor Day coming up here. So after Labor Day, typically the beef demand kind of gets a little weaker here. And box beef at midday today was $3.40.58 on choice, down $1.53. Select down 24 cents at $3.11.79. That and the 124, kind of the big news of the day.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
More hay in a day means better field service, better parts on hand, and on-call techs. And that's exactly what you'll get from Great Plains Kubota, the brand that serves. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new Kubota baler from your local Great Plains. Balers like the field-proven Kubota BV4180, backed by a 4-year, 30,000 bale warranty. So, for hay tools that work as hard as you do, shop Great Plains Kubota. Or visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Today's grain futures continue to sell off. We have hedge funds liquidating that long grain position. They've been long corn, wheat, and beans, but really corn. For a long time now, and they're getting out of that long position. We had the September, which is in delivery now, down 19 cents at 5.15. The Decembers were down 12 at 5.22 and a quarter. March down 11 and three quarters at 5.31. Beans were 11 to 14 cents lower, with November 14 and three quarters at 12.77 and three quarters. Those markets continue to get weaker and make new contract lows. Chicago wheat down 8 or so. Kansas City down 9, which put Kansas City D's at 7.03, down 9. July of 22 wheat, which we're going to start planting here pretty quick, was down 9 cents at 7.12 and a half. Today's low was 7.06 and three quarters. 7.08 is where it closed, down 2.5. The low was $7 and a quarter. Cotton today was down 26 and D's at 92.27. The March was down 10 at 91.67. The general talk of the grain futures is just the export market being slowed up. Zinno and other exporters are having a hard time getting back online without any real time frame of when they'll get electricity back. I know there's about 20,000 energy linemen and so on down there ready to go to work. They're just now trying to figure out what needs to be done. I think there's over 200 substations out and somewhere around 2,000 lines of or miles of line out.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.